You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
This is an important announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you miss the deadline. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need from top insurance providers, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. The Plus Benefits Health Insurance toll-free number has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or if you need a better plan or a lower price. Call Plus Benefits Health Insurance now at 800-332-1993. The call is 100% free and the help is real. Call 800-332-1993. That's 800-332-1993.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Yes, indeedy-doo. You're tuned into Tomorrow for the weekend of Friday, October 2nd, 2020, during our 25th year on the air. I am Dave Graveline.
I am Chris Graveline.
Yeah, I like that emphasis on the right syllables. Yeah. Welcome into Tomorrow. Glad to have you with us. Even gladder when we hear from you on the air. And we take your calls. We take your app calls. We read an occasional text to our 800 number even. Yep, you can do that now. And an occasional email. But we much prefer to hear you. It is radio, after all. You get to hear us, or you have to put up with hearing us if you like the show, I guess. But we want to hear you, too. It's only fair. Is that not true?
Yes.
Okay. Should we do some tech news and then maybe get to more of these calls?
I think so, because we still have a lot of prizes to send out.
That's very true, and that's how you win prizes. You don't have to play any goofy game, or you don't have to be caller number 99 or any of that nonsense, or guess the phrase that pays. You just have to participate. Boom, you win. It's that easy. A Kiplinger article reaffirms that wireless technologies will not replace in-person caregiving, but can make a significant difference in the lives of older adults and help them live independently. So pay attention, Chris. A smartwatch can come with electrocardiogram capabilities. Some hearing aids have a fitness app and use artificial intelligence to monitor activity levels. And smart soul insoles can help families track the activity of loved ones with dementia. So plan on more and more wireless tech becoming more and more important, especially in our lives in general, but especially in our elderly lives. Take care of mom and dad and the grandparents and that sort of thing. So remember that as I get elderly. I swear this whole Rona nonsense aged me 10 years. We were talking about that off the air, and I feel like that. It's just so bizarre. I mean, the way I walk, the pains I'm still dealing with. Yeah, the pneumonia's not gone yet either, et cetera. But my goodness, folks, this is serious. So protect yourselves and wash your hands and use hand sanitizer and all the above and keep social distance and so forth and wear your mask. But more importantly, others around you better wear their masks so that you don't get it if you're like me, elderly and pre-existing conditions, diabetes. And Chris had it too. And you've said that your recovery is kind of still lingering, but far, far better than you were. You weren't hospitalized, thank God. But
right. Well, and I've told people this is the first time that I've ever said, you know, it's a good thing I'm overweight and have sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Because I use a CPAP machine each night to sleep. And my doctor even confirmed that that's probably what kept me out of the hospital, because I just during the day, we're watching TV, would sit and use it because it helped me breathe.
Yeah. And that makes perfect sense, because they were doing CPAP kind of stuff with me in the hospital, but they called it, what they call it, BPAP?
Or BiPAP.
BiPAP, yeah. And mostly, though, it was for a month, 3.5 weeks solid on oxygen. Well, that's no way to live. You know, I wasn't thrilled about that.
Well, but it beats the alternative.
True. That is a way to live versus not, yeah. But the fact is, when they would take me off of it, even for a couple of minutes, the pulse ox would drop, and they'd come running in and, oh, no, get back on their oxygen. Well, okay. I mean, I took it off to wash my face, you know, and it was like, okay, but do it quickly and then put it back on. And
God. But just think about, you know, how thankful you were and or how lucky you were. Gives the pandemic we had 100 years ago, they didn't have all this technology was able to help keep you alive.
It was just killing people.
Yeah.
That's true. So we should be thankful for tech.
Yeah, because it was technology that kept you alive between the pulse oximeter and the heart rate monitors. And
oh yeah, they had like eight
monitors.
Or nine wires connected to my chest the whole time, yeah. and but they weren't keeping me alive; they were just keeping me monitored.
Which was in turn keeping you alive.
I felt very monitored the whole time.
Even more so than when you were on Facebook?
Oh, much more. Yeah, much more so. Although I didn't see the face of another human being other than on television for hours. Because, of course, they didn't want to go into COVID rooms. You know, because they have to mask up and gown up and do everything different at the door before they go into a room with one of us. You know, and that was a little disheartening, too. But, oh, well. Survived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many office workers are doing their jobs from home because of this coronavirus pandemic, and the trend has given some authorities in California an idea. Make it mandatory.
Make it mandatory?
Working from home.
Oh.
The Metropolitan Transportation Commission, a regional government agency in the San Francisco Bay Area, voted this past Wednesday to move forward with a proposal to require people at large office-based companies to work from home 3 days a week as a way to slash greenhouse gas emissions from car commutes. Some of the nation's largest companies are headquartered in the Bay Area, including Apple, Facebook, Google, Intel, Netflix, but also Chevron, Levi Strauss, and Wells Fargo.
Hmm.
So they're trying to push these companies to force them to have their employees work from home 3 days a week.
I'm sure Chevron's not impressed because that means
they'll
buy less gas.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the month I spent in the hospital, my car sat in the driveway, and you had to start it occasionally remotely for me just to make sure it would still work, and ended up still having to replace a battery, but it sat there. And then during the last month of recovery, it sits there unless you take it somewhere. And it's like, that's crazy. But I guess I've been just telecommuting anyway for a while.
Yeah. Although your car sits there normally. I mean, you know, we were talking before the show about, you know, my car is newer than yours, but I've got a lot more miles on my car.
Well, that's true. Well, you have to go pick up your son every 2 weeks and back and forth.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of nonsense. You know, this would be funny if it wasn't so scary. To prove a point about the security or lack thereof of the Internet of Things devices in the home, a security firm researcher decided to hack an IoT coffee maker. The hack was a success and meant that every time any connected device in the home was turned on, the coffee maker went haywire. The While You Were Working Smart Brief folks said that the whipped cream on top of this story is that the hacker programmed the coffee maker to demand a ransom. Give me back my latte. but they bring up a very important point. You know, we have to have cybersecurity on all of our devices. But yeah, somebody hacked the coffee maker on purpose just to prove that it is an Internet of Things device. Coffee maker is probably one of the most common things that you wouldn't otherwise think about. You know, I know you program your coffee maker to start at a certain time in the morning or whatever based on your schedule and stuff. And that's great. The technology is wonderful. You wake up hopefully to fresh brewed coffee smell or whatever. I'm not a coffee drinker, so it doesn't matter to me, but I like the smell of fresh brewed coffee. But then you got to stop to think about whether or not it could ever be hacked.
Well, I don't have a smart one, so mine's it's just a simple timer that'll activate it.
So yours is a stupid one.
Mine's a stupid coffee maker. An expensive stupid coffee maker because it's one of those DeLonghi brands from Italy. Or I don't know. It was a gift from somebody, but it's like a $300 coffee maker.
Wow.
Got the espresso stuff, which I've never even used once, and I've had the coffee maker probably 8 years. And, yeah.
Well, then.
But I do have things like my smart thermostat, and I've got security cameras and things that you certainly don't want to hack.
Yeah, because if somebody hacks your thermostat, they could go extreme one direction or another. Put the heat up to 99 degrees or cool it down to 52 or something. Either way, that could really mess with you.
Yeah. Well, I haven't used the heat in my house. I mean,
me either. I haven't turned the heat on probably in 20 years.
See,
we live in Miami.
Yeah, I've lived in that house for 9 years. I think I used the heat once, one day, probably 8 years ago.
To kind of just for a few minutes get the chill out of the house.
It was a little cold when I woke up in the morning, so I turned the heat on, and it made a terrible smell in the house, and then I turned it off, and it hasn't been on since.
Yep. And that's kind of the way it is. Our winter in South Florida is like, you know, 2 weeks cumulative.
Yeah, when it gets, you know, like below 50, that's it.
Yeah. But below 70, we freeze.
Yeah.
but I like it. Walmart's multi-billion dollar investment in TikTok could give the retailer direct access to customers who use the app to watch and create videos, a move some industry experts say could ultimately redefine retail. That according to a New York Times article. They note that Walmart, which in recent weeks has rolled out the Walmart Plus subscription service, Walmart Plus in and of itself sounds oxymoronic to me, but shuffled its management structure and launched three separate drone delivery pilot programs. Anyway, they could also leverage TikTok to embed advertisements in the user-generated videos with, of course, links to the Walmart website. So don't think that they're just doing this out of the goodness of their heart. Obviously, they have ulterior motives.
So Walmart Plus, it's their premium shopping, so the shoppers have to wear pants.
Yes. Pajamas, not allowed if you're a Walmart Plus member. You have to wear pants.
September has been a busy month for malicious Android apps, with dozens of them from a single malware family alone flooding either Google Play or third-party markets. We've got a story about this in our, this week's tech newsletter from our friends at PC Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Known as Joker, this family of malicious apps has been attacking Android users since late 2016, and more recently has become one of the most common Android threats. Once installed, Joker apps secretly subscribe users to pricey subscription services and can also steal SMS messages, contact list, and device information. Last July, researchers said they found Joker lurking in 11 seemingly legitimate downloaded apps from the Play Store about 500,000 times.
Wow.
So in the story in our tech newsletter this week, if you haven't seen it, go by into tomorrow and subscribe, tells you about some apps that you need to delete right now if you have them on your Android phone.
We list 16 of those apps that are infected with Joker. It's no joke.
Yeah, because Google, they can take them off the App Store, but they can't remove them from your phone. So you have to do it yourself if you have any of those apps.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they've removed them. But if you downloaded any one of these apps, then it's on your phone, and it can be causing you a great deal of difficulty. So check it out at intotomorrow.com. I'm sure you already subscribe to our tech newsletter. But if not, this is a good reason to. David in Lincoln Park, Michigan, listening on AM 800 CKLW, just across the water. Hey, David.
Hi, Dave. Love your show.
Thanks.
I was just wondering, why is it that in the days of Commodore 64s, 128s, and Amigas, that cool games and programs ran on minimal storage and speed just fine, and now everything takes massive storage and speed to work? Thank you for your thoughts and a fine program.
Well, thank you very much, David. We appreciate that. And I can tell you real simply, it's because they were crap. I mean, to put it very bluntly, you may remember them as cool games, but they were extremely basic. Go play them again if you want to see how they hold up, and you're going to say, oh my gosh, I mean, I can't believe I put up with that. Mind you, it was the best thing at the time, so we all dealt with it.
Well, yeah, when you get a computer that can get 16 colors and you're used to a computer that has one color on your monitor, it's an amazing thing.
That's very true. You can play much better games than the ones that you've played on those devices on a $5 Raspberry Pi computer, for that matter. Just install RetroPie, and you'll be able to play games that were released with the Nintendo, Super Nintendo, various Sega platforms, and lots more, and at least be very nostalgic about it.
Yeah, the hardware is both as cheap and as minimal as they come, and the games are miles ahead of Commodore 64 and Amiga games, but if you compare them to what you can play on modern consoles or PCs, well, they're also crap. Don't think of it as your phone is more powerful than the Commodore 64. Think of it as the shutter button in your camera app uses an image that displays more colors and takes up more room than those computers were capable of, let alone the pictures that the camera can actually take. Better things are more resource intensive.
Yeah, but David, you bring up a very good point, and I don't disagree with your point. It's like, well, how were those things able to work, limited as they were, with such little storage and memory and everything else? Whereas today, we've got all this stuff, and we still can't get them to work right.
Because I remember on my Commodore 64 playing games on a floppy disk that, you know, didn't even hold a megabyte of information, but a whole game could be contained on that one disk.
Yeah, so very strange. But I hope that helped you out. Do let us know. And, of course, stay tuned and join us on Into Tomorrow at intotomorrow.com.
Are
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your drivers and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
I just wanted to congratulate y'all for being on the air for 25 years. That's really amazing. Nobody stays on a job that long. But anyway, we really love you here, and thanks for the good work and keeping us informed.
Well, Greg in Tennessee, we thank you for the 25th year greeting and message, and we'll do our best to not let you down.
Yeah, I've tried to stay on jobs this long, but all the other jobs have invited me to leave before I've reached this point.
Isn't that funny how that happens sometimes? Yeah. How come I haven't invited you to leave?
Because I'm family.
Yeah. Oh, well, that does kind of work that way. Speaking of which, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by Stream Guys, streaming media and podcasting solutions for the smartest businesses on the internet. Visit StreamGuys.com. Stay tuned. In just a few minutes, we'll be chatting with George Shigalev. He's the co-founder and VP of operations of Route4Me. This is a global route optimization software technology company.
And it sounds complicated, but by all means, listen to this interview and watch it for that matter, because all of our radio interviews with guests are also on video now at IntoTomorrow.com. But you'll see how he's promoting working with your small local businesses, especially.
Yeah, there's a lot more that goes into getting your packages than you think.
Yeah, exactly. And just how it all works. And he talks about it from our angle as consumers, not just for big businesses who need to figure out how to route their stuff. I think you'll enjoy it.
It's time for our industry feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history, IFA history, IFA.
In 1977, during the International Funkausstellung, today known as IFA, the age of home video recording really started. With competing formats, in addition to VHS and Betamax, a European technology was introduced, heavily promoted by the two giants who had developed it, Philips and Grundig. It was named Video 2000, and again had two loops of quarter-inch tape, one on top of the other, but now in the same cassette.
No!
The cassette had to be turned over to record on the other loop. That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
No problemo.
Oh, well, that's good. Victor in North Pole, Alaska, listens on News Radio 970 KFBX. Hello, Victor.
I have internet access, and I have the gigabit speed. And I just recently purchased a Netgear wireless mesh that gives me better coverage throughout my whole house. But the internet provider now saying that I'm using too much bandwidth. And just this month alone, they say I've used over 5 terabytes, and I can't figure out what is using. I haven't added any other new hardware other than my router. Now, they suggest maybe it's a virus, which I've run virus scans, or somebody using my internet, which I've changed everything when I put the new router in. I'm trying to find out if there's some app or some program that I can use that can tell me what device is using the most bandwidth. Any help would be appreciated. Thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure, Victor. Actually, your router will do that for you. The first thing we should mention is that you may need to upgrade its firmware, since older versions didn't have this feature. And after you do that, go into the settings and turn on something called Dynamic QoS, or Dynamic Quality of Service.
Yeah, the idea is that the router analyzes what devices are using more bandwidth and tries to prioritize the things you need, which is nice, but all that we want is the reporting functionality that comes with it. So if you let it run for a while and go back to the settings, you'll find a table listing each of your devices, and next to each, you'll see how much bandwidth they've been using. Now, after that, it's a matter of figuring out why. For example, 4K TV will use several gigabytes per hour, so maybe the culprit is something like that. But still, 5 terabytes is a good deal of data,
yeah.
So it's worth looking at, and probably you'll have to cut that down.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people don't realize how much data they use, and now with so many things connected in our own homes to the Internet, it's important to really know what's drawing the most bandwidth and how often and how long and that sort of thing. And the QoS features will help you with that. It's important to know. And, Victor, we hope that that does give you some additional input. Don't worry if you're driving or otherwise unavailable in front of a computer while we talked about this. When you visit us at intotomorrow.com, just look for the show for the weekend of October 2nd, 2020. And hour three, you'll see and hear your call and our answer, and more importantly, the show notes there for you, which can always be helpful. When you participate on the show, you can tend to win fabulous prizes, not just because the Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer giveaway has been extended into the fall, so at least all of this month, or most of it, you can call in and win from the summer giveaway, but as Chris mentioned earlier, we still have a plethora of additional new goodies to share with you once we actually close the door on this year's summer giveaway, which we'll be doing very soon. Call what number anytime, 24/7?
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Or the Into Tomorrow app. Man, what is it, deer stuck in headlights nonsense when...
That's why your name's in the logo.
Don't even.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, our 25th year on the air, covering the latest in consumer tech. Gadgets and gizmos, products and services, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. Delighted that you've tuned in. And of course, anytime we can answer any consumer tech related question for you, you don't have to wait till you hear the next broadcast or stream or podcast or whatever. You can call 24/7, our toll free number, good anywhere in North America. And that's 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686, anytime. Even better, we love it when you use the free Into Tomorrow app and participate that way, because you sound like you're right here with us in the studio. And then we'll get you on the very next show and answer that question or appreciate that help for another listener that you're offering. Whatever the case, we just want to hear from you and hear you on the air, again, anytime, at your convenience. Our next guest is with a global route optimization software technology company. Boy, that's a mouthful right there. But he's the co-founder and VP of operations for a company called Route4Me, and he is George Shigalev. George, welcome into Tomorrow. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Tell me about the company Route For Me, and then let's get into how you do what you do helps us as consumers.
Absolutely. Route For Me is a cloud-based solution that empowers small businesses to compete better in the last mile. What does that translate to the consumer? It translates to the consumer that when you're getting packages or service or virtually anyone who comes to you, they can do it more efficiently and more transparently. Because as the world is changing over the last, 5 years and now post-COVID even more, people expect people to come to them. They don't want go-to-business. They want business to come to them. So our platform empowers businesses to do it in the most efficient way, so they don't have to buy more trucks. They don't have to get more people on the road. They can do it more efficiently and, more importantly, more transparently, so the consumer knows exactly when the person is coming, where they are on the road, what time they're going to be there, and get a confirmation of completion of service or delivery and so on.
So do you basically compete then with the likes of FedEx and UPS and, for that matter, Prime and that kind of thing? I mean, I'm trying to get a picture as to what it is that you do. Or does Route For Me pretty much work with individual businesses that have a fleet of trucks that are out delivering things?
Correct. We do not compete with FedEx, UPS, Amazon by any means. We are a software solution that empowers small businesses as well as enterprise to be with a software piece to make them more efficient and more transparent to the consumer.
Gotcha. So basically what's happening then is, I guess, in the morning, somebody can load a truck and then your software will then start the route situation where it shows we're having a huge thunderstorm here in Miami. Tis the season. So if you see a glitch or hear the thunder, you'll know why, in spite of a soundproof studio. Not so soundproof when it comes to Mother Nature. But then your software would then, I'm assuming, take all the addresses and show the best routes, because they perhaps have very many multiple deliveries. And rather than be what I used to call an old star salesman, go here and then here and then here and then back here again, which is not only wasting time and fuel and everything else, but now we'll route them to start at one point and take care of all the deliveries. Is that basically what you do?
That's more or less correct. I mean, look, businesses, a lot of times you may have 5 drivers, 10 drivers, or maybe even 100 drivers.
Yeah.
You need to figure out which set of customers or packages the person's going to be taking onto the truck and in what sequence they're going to be delivering. Our system can automatically do it in just a few seconds and tell the driver or the company which truck is going to take what package and in what sequence they're going to deliver it. And furthermore, communicate it to the end consumer when they can expect a delivery. And furthermore, we take into consideration many business rules, such as priority, for example, highly perishable item, a specific time window when it needs to be delivered by. Mm-hmm. So if the consumer is expecting it by 11 o'clock and they paid a premium for it, our system will take that into consideration, take into consideration traffic, weather, where you, when you're delivering in a rainy condition,
yeah,
your performance generally drops. So we take a lot of these business rules and real world conditions into consideration when we're planning routes.
Boy, it does sound like there are several big challenges to logistics. It's not just the routing, as you mentioned. It could even be weather. And if you can take that into consideration, then you're routing drivers around anticipated thunderstorms or whatever the case. Or if they have perishable items, as you say, and there might be a very short delivery window, you've got to know that and get them there first.
Right, right. Exactly. And there's a lot of conditions that, as many people have said, a lot of times people have been operating on territory-based routing, which has been more, very popular over the last, 10, 20, 30 years now. But the difference is that in this day and age, you can't predict density of stops in a specific area for any day. For example, northern part of New Jersey could be super busy today, but tomorrow we could be 70% busy.
Hmm.
Because the consumers just didn't order as much. But South Jersey is trending for whatever reason. So the thing is, doing the whole territory routing, and then you have to start flexing, and then you have to start doing many different things that are going to be shifting drivers and packages between drivers. Our system does all of that automatically and simplifies not just being in the field, but also the route planning process, because it's a very complicated process, and more, you know, large organizations, they have many people that doing this. For small businesses, it was not realistic to do it. So when we started the company, at this point, 11 years ago, we tried to find a solution that would be suitable for a small business owner, for example. And there was just nothing out there. There were companies that wanted to charge $250,000, which was not realistic for a small business owner to purchase. So we released a self-service, easy-to-use platform that empowers small businesses to compete, and as well as giving larger organizations access to the same tools so they can be not dependent on the internal tools or whatever it is that they do, and to use our platform that is empowered by hundreds of thousands of drivers every day in the field.
And at the risk of giving up your secret sauce, you know, I'm wondering, how is it that your software can take all these things into consideration? I mean, it's one thing to maybe connect it to a weather site for your area or these territories or something like that. But you brought up a lot of challenges that obviously your customers have to deal with. How is it that you're able to combine all of that? You know, whether North Jersey is busy today versus South Jersey, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so the way we look at it is, when we started the company, there were several companies that provided the service, and we could have licensed their technology. But we realized that a lot of those companies had shortcomings, so we developed our own. We built our own routing engine, which we have PhDs that are subject matter experts in a specific field, tenured at universities, that work for us. These people are, you know, brilliant at, teachers as well as the subject matter experts, and they help us build the platform, you know, the routing engine part of it. Take into consideration all the data such as traffic, weather. Well, there's many platforms that you can purchase current weather, and you can purchase the predictive weather modeling, and then you can take that all into consideration, and then you can adjust the service time, how long you're going to be actually visiting a location versus also traveling. Traveling is, you know, if you're in New York, which I am, traffic is the big problem.
Yeah, I mean, lately maybe it's a little more predictable with fewer people in the city. But, you know, when we're out of the pandemic and we're back to whatever normal is, you've got to be working on those things, which kind of brings me to another point. How vital has route optimization been during the pandemic? I mean, are there different things that you've had to deal with?
It's been critical since, you know, when the whole pandemic was starting. I was very surprised this was happening. I mean, all of us were surprised. Yeah. And I didn't know what it was going to have impact on our business. At first, you know, we had to be conservative. We planned for the worst. But we spiked because thousands more deliveries were happening every hour. We have hundreds of businesses coming to us every week purchasing, asking us to teach them how to do deliveries. And we had to do webinars helping small businesses as to, you know, this is how you take the order. This is when you do a cutoff for the order. You can't be receiving orders at 9 o'clock in the morning when you're supposed to start delivering. Yeah. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to complete the routes. So there's, you know, a lot of businesses, the way I see it, COVID is a catalyst. It increased the velocity when some businesses jumped into delivery or increased their delivery presence. When you have, you know, one truck or one delivery guy and you have 20 packages you need to deliver, you probably can just use our mobile app or, you know, just kind of just trust the driver, make the decision. But once you start to grow and you're getting to, you know, 60, 100 deliveries, and then you're getting into 250, you have multiple drivers. That's where the nuances and it becomes difficult to make those decisions efficiently. And the thing is, most of our customers that come to us, they save between 20 to 30% in a delivery cost. So our software does not actually cost anything to them because it pays itself off in just several days.
Gotcha. Well, where do you see the whole delivery optimization logistics world headed into tomorrow, if you will? What can you predict where we're going, notwithstanding pandemic and back to normal? obviously, you've got a good business plan going, but where do you see this whole logistics business happening into tomorrow?
Of course. Look, I think the last mile is going to become bigger and bigger over the next 5 to 10 years. I think we're going to get more consumers become more become comfortable shopping online, from groceries to medicine and so on. Because, look, I did not shop for groceries before COVID online. I just went into the supermarket. I got my stuff.
Yeah, I'm the same way, because why would you? I mean, a lot of people did because it was convenient. I didn't want to pay the extra charges and have to wait for it. If I want something, you go get it. It hasn't been that easy. So good point that more and more people perhaps are going to continue to do the online shopping and have deliveries after things get back to normal.
Right. Is it perfect? It's not, but it's getting better. And at this point, even right now, I feel a lot more comfortable going outside and shopping by all means. But I still order groceries online because I just gotten accustomed to it and used to it. And I think that the market's going to shift to that more and more. My parents shifted to that. Medicine now comes via delivery. So it's been very the market is shifting towards delivery. I think that small businesses need to be more conscious that even though COVID, you know, may not be as affecting their businesses as much today, because, you know, countries hopefully recovering and economically and so on. But it doesn't mean that the shift is not there. Yeah. The shift is there. People want more delivery. People want businesses to come to them. And that trend is not going to stop. And that's when you look at Amazon. They're spending billions of dollars into improving their supply chain, putting more warehouses, and competing with small businesses that are present in the area. So small businesses already have a place in town. They don't need to build anything. They can just use that hub to deliver to all their customers. That's they don't have to wait for the customers to come to them. They just go to them. So there's definite opportunity there for small businesses to take charge now and take a good chunk of the market.
And I'm glad to hear you say that, George, because I think that's what's important. We talk a lot on this show, especially about supporting small businesses in your area.
Of course.
And this is another great example. And if they can grow and do more deliveries and take on more products, whatever the case, then hopefully it's a win-win in the long run and maybe compete with the big boys, if you will. So terrific. Route4me.com is where you want to go. Route for me for route planning for your small business or even a large business. And George, we thank you for spending a few minutes with us. Of course, we'll get everybody there if they stop by intotomorrow.com as well. And continued good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Very much, guys.
It's our pleasure. Again, Route for me, the number for me.com. Visit intotomorrow.com and we'll get you there. A mouse click away from George's site, you'll see what he and his team are up to. Meantime, I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Into Tomorrow continues in our 25th year. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow brought to you by Dexcom. Always know where your glucose is headed and how fast. Visit DEXCOM.com.
Mike in Belmont, Mississippi, listens on Super Talk Mississippi. Hey, Mike.
I'm trying to find a good Bluetooth soundbar that I can put in my bedroom. What I'd really love to do is put it on my back wall, away from the TV, kind of behind the bed, to where I feel like I'm in a movie. If you guys can help me with that, that'd be awesome.
That you want to be in a movie in your bed.
Well, that's my favorite part of having a 55-inch TV right at the foot of my bed. I feel like I'm sleeping in the movies.
Of course. I mean, you really literally immerse yourself. And I don't blame Mike at all. The size of both the space you have to work with and your wallet will determine what's best for you. If you're dealing with a small space and a relatively small budget, look into the Bose Solo 5. It's a compact but very capable soundbar that retails for about $200.
Yeah, Creative sells a small soundbar with a subwoofer called the Stage for under $100, too. We haven't heard it do its work, but there's a good chance that it'll work better if you're planning to have it up close. If you go for that one, we'd suggest keeping your expectations low. If you can afford to spend more, Sonor sells a soundbar called the Arc, A-R-C, that has gotten very good reviews and comes with Alexa as a bonus, if that's something you have any interest in. But it'll stretch your finances a little bit more at $800.
Wow. So we've gone from $100 to $800, but lots in between. But certainly, hopefully, gave Mike some good advice about what to look for, what to possibly choose for his room. And I think that's great that you want to do what you want to do, because, yeah, it's so much more immersive when you can have great sound with your great picture.
Yeah, and what I've experienced with soundbars is it's kind of the kind of thing where you tend to get what you pay for. So you want to stick to a well-known brand, and, yeah, if you have the budget, get the best thing that your budget will allow, because you'll notice a difference.
Yep, and you'll definitely get, in that sense, what you pay for. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go the $800 route,
no.
But maybe instead of the $100 one, go the $200 one, because you'll be much happier. Even though you have to stretch your finances a little.
And if you're looking to put this in the bedroom, you probably don't need the whole surround and subwoofers and stuff that you would get with a home theater system in the living room. So you can get a smaller system.
True. Check more out at intotomorrow.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 800-419-2335.
And because we here at Into Tomorrow haven't heard from him this entire show so far.
Hey, Dave, this is Carl from Mantee, Mississippi. Just wanting to tell you congratulations on 25 years of Into Tomorrow.
Love it. Definitely our favorite congratulatory 25th year message. Thank you, Carl, in Mantee, Mississippi, with the menagerie of other things in the background. Love it.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text radio to 35000 to get more info. Again, text the word radio to 35000.
Michael in Lithonia, I believe it is, Georgia, listens on AM 920, The Answer. Hello, Michael.
So I'm trying to find what is the best earbuds on the market, in your opinion.
Ooh, short and sweet question, but Michael, that's mostly down to personal preference, really. The Bose Quiet Comfort earbuds have lots of fans and reportedly very good noise cancellation. Sennheiser's Momentum True Wireless 2 are usually near the top of the list in terms of sound quality as well.
Yeah, I've been a fan for several years of the Jabra Elite line. That's what I personally use. I started out with the 65T last year, but recently treated myself and upgraded to the Elite Active 75T.
Ooh.
Which is very similar, but with new features and a longer battery life. Now, the regular Elite, basically the non-active version of the 75T, sells for about $150. The active version I have, which they say is sweat-proof and has a more rugged version, sells for about $200. But they still have last year's model, the 65T, that I started out with, available for about $100.
And you loved it.
I loved it.
It was really good. And that's what's cool about the Jabra stuff. Michael may win one if we still have one left from the summer giveaway. We've got a bunch of Jabra goodies, so let us know if you would prefer something like that, and we'll see if we can't take care of you. And in the meantime, we'd love to meet you at intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.